Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Hi, Niall. Love the show. Long-time listener, first-time WhatsApper. It's always good, by the way. That's a new title for people nowadays, to be a WhatsApper, not an emailer anymore. I was invited to my friend's wedding, which is coming up this summer. We went to college about 10 years ago, and I've always remained good buds. We had a group of friends, and all the lads are going to the wedding as well. The problem I'm having is, my partner is that there is no plus ones on the invitation, and she really wants me to come to the wedding. She's met the people getting married before, but wouldn't know them that well. She just assumed she was going to the wedding, and now is really pissed off she is not my plus one. She's asking that I contact my friend and request her to come too. The wedding is relatively low budget, and I'm honestly embarrassed to ask them to include her. I'm happy to go with all the lads, and none of them are bringing their partners either. She thinks I'm being disrespectful for not wanting to have her there. Anyway, I'm not really sure what to do now. I love my partner and I think she's being really unreasonable. Can you bring this up with your audience in case anyone has ever been in a situation like this before? Now, look, this is a difficult situation. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, do you think he is being disrespectful by not asking for his partner to be included as a plus one? Or do you think she's being unreasonable asking to be invited to the wedding in the first place? So think about this, right? You're with your partner. Now, you're not married. Say it's a girl you're going out with or a guy you're going out with 3 or 4 years. And one of your really old friends invites you to a wedding, to her wedding or his wedding. And, you know, and friends that you used to hang out with. Or maybe even it's a work, you know, work colleagues, for example. Maybe the person has invited work colleagues, but they're not inviting plus ones. Because obviously they're limited by their budget as to who they can invite. You know, so they're not inviting plus ones. And now your partner's pissed off going, why haven't I invited? Well, love, because you don't know them. They just know me. I work with them or I was friends with them years ago. A group of us were friends. You know, we met on holidays or something like that. And they didn't invite you because they're just not inviting plus ones. And they're going, are you going to go without me? Yeah. Is that disrespectful? I probably think it is disrespectful to go without your partner. I mean, surely your partner should be invited. Or if not, you could kind of take a rain check on it to respect them. Or maybe even ring the person up if you think you know them well enough and say, listen, is it okay if I bring my partner with me? You know, you know, what's the story there? So is the partner being unreasonable, demanding that she's invited? Or is he being unreasonable by not actually ringing the person and saying, well, look, can you invite my partner? Because, like, we're together 4 years. I know you didn't know that. Or, you know, if I was married, you probably would have invited her. You know, so, and that's the truth, by the way. If you were married, they probably would. But because they don't really know that you have a partner, they didn't invite them. I mean, who's being unreasonable here? He's going without her. Is he being unreasonable? And she wants to be invited and saying that he shouldn't go without her. Is she being unreasonable? So who's being unreasonable in this situation? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Who is being unreasonable in this situation? Him or her? Let us know what you think. And you can text or WhatsApp right now on 087-188-0008. Hugh, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Hugh?
Hello, Niall.
Good, Hugh. Nice to talk to you. Hugh, it's been a while and I hope things are well with you.
Oh, sure. Things are as they were.
What are your observations, Hugh? Because you always have an observation for me.
They should announce their engagement.
In what sense?
The guy who's invited.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. Yeah. Oh, right, okay. So he should kind of loudly and proudly announce that he's now engaged to his partner.
Exactly.
And then the couple might feel some sort of obligation to invite her.
Well, that's one aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah. I get where you're going with that. But see, here's the thing. Maybe they don't have the budget. Maybe the couple get married. They're inviting plus ones for, say, you know, cousins and brothers
and
sisters.
Well, then they'd be saved from coming to the subsequent wedding.
Oh, I know. Yes, they could avoid going.
But they mightn't be invited.
Oh, I know what you mean. Taking away their thunder.
Precisely.
I get you. But Macy, here's the thing, Hugh. The underlying situation here is that he's willing to go without her because they're all old pals. So I get the impression he's not really thinking too much
about
her.
Well, she tells him she doesn't want to go anywhere with him subsequently.
I mean, I don't know, Hugh, are you in a relationship? Are you married?
Unless he announces the engagement.
Right. Are you married, Hugh?
Oh, I spoke to you about that before, Niall, one time.
Oh, right, okay. So the answer to the question is yes or no, I can't remember now. Is it...
Wait. Well, I'll give you the second part of the answer. I have a daughter.
All right, okay. So you were in a relationship at some point in your life, all right.
No, I was married.
Okay. So when you were married, right, if you had been invited to a wedding, but your wife wasn't, say it was an old friend or there were mates in work or something like that, or somebody just, there were acquaintances that you were in a group with and you were invited, would you have gone without your wife?
I don't think it would have happened, to be quite honest.
No, because there would have been hoo-ha. There would have been rula-bula, wouldn't there?
Ah, well, the people who would have been inviting me would have invited her automatically.
Right. So, but that's all changed now, Hugh. This is the new world we live in. This is 2022.
Well, if it's 2072, that's even longer ago.
Right. So who's being disrespectful here? Him for thinking he can go without his missus, or his missus for kind of, some people would say, being controlling and saying, you're not going without me?
Well, ultimately, it's a balance.
Mm. There is a balance to be got, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a balance. I was invited once to a wedding on my own.
And?
I went.
And how did she feel about it?
Well, it wasn't a plus one.
That's what I'm saying. So how did your other half feel?
The new situation had arisen. I was on my own.
Oh, right. So this was after your marriage split, so to speak.
Yeah, I was a bit kind of, you know, I kind of noted that.
Yeah.
I was invited on my own. Now, in the circumstances, I knew the parents well.
See, I just think nowadays there's so much trouble over weddings. You're better off just you and your missus going off and getting married on your own. Because there's so much trouble over who you should invite. You know this nonsense that, you need to, your ma or dad will say to you if you're getting married, you need to invite your Auntie Mary and your Uncle Johnny and your cousin Paula. And you're going, but I haven't seen them in 20 years. Yeah, why would I want to invite them? You have to invite them. You were at theirs.
The other end of that is that I had a nephew who got married. My mother was invited to the wedding. I was on my own, but I wasn't, and she was on her own.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, I get
that
you.
That was a nephew.
I get you. Thank you for that, Hugh. Let me go to Jerry. Lovely to talk to you again, by the way. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Niamh? Niamh? Ah, we've lost her. Are you there, Niamh? Can you hear me? You need to turn off your radio in the background. That's probably the problem. Hi, Niamh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Sorry, I'm out for a walk. My break, my lines are not great.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise.
You're all right.
Should I be apologising at all? Where are you out on your break, is it?
I'm out walking, yes.
Oh, you're out walking. All right, okay.
Yeah.
So, Niamh, who's being unreasonable in this situation in relation to...
She's being totally unreasonable, absolutely, in my opinion anyway, because, look, weddings are expensive enough as they are, and I think the couple can invite whoever they want to. So I think she just needs to get over it. It's just, look, nothing personal. They probably don't have the money there to invite everybody plus and give them a plus one, you know? So,
yeah.
We got married a couple of years ago and, I know, like, the costs are just phenomenal and they're probably even dearer now, but you love to have everybody there, but you do have to, you know, cut your guest list down. That's just what I think. Look, he's going with his friends and the couple probably, like, this is what we don't know, like, we gave people plus ones, like, yeah, if they were kind of on their own, if they didn't know many people there, but people like work crowds or old friends, if they know people going, they don't need to have a plus one, you know. I know it's crap for the girl, but
are you in a relationship, Niamh?
Well, I'm married, yeah.
Okay, so how would you feel if your husband was invited to a wedding and you weren't?
Well, I mean, it depends who it was, but, like, I understand.
If it's, let's say, it was one of his old schoolmates or one of his a workmate or something like that, or whatever, and there was a few of them going in a gang or a group, and he said to you, listen, Niamh, you know, I've been invited to this wedding, you know, Tom and Mary, and you don't really know them that well. Maybe he works with them, or maybe they were old friends from when he used to go to school or something like that, and you weren't invited. Would you be happy that he was going without you?
It wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Would it not?
It wouldn't bother me at all. No. Because, I mean, the thing is, like, if you're going to a wedding, like, I mean, if there's two of you going, you're obviously going to have to give more of a present. You know what I mean? You usually kind of give the cost per head on a bit more. So, I mean, if it's just them on their own,
yeah,
he only has to give the one. You know what I mean? That's just... like the way it is. So I honestly, it wouldn't bother me at all. And vice versa, I went to a friend's wedding there in October last year. Now, look, because of COVID, they had to cut numbers down. And it was an old friend from a couple of years ago. But, I mean, I didn't get a plus one. I was a bit like, oh, God. But I knew there were people there, and it was fine.
And did you feel bad? Did you feel bad saying it to your other half, like you're not invited?
No, he was delighted. He was delighted.
To be honest with you, I'm going to say something really sexist here. I think it bothers men less. But I do think... I think a lot of women would be a bit pissed off that they wouldn't be invited. It's like when, you know, when families get pissed off when the kids are not invited. Do you know that kind
yeah,
of... It's
yeah.
more so women that get a bit cheesed off with that kind of idea.
But my sister, you see, I think, you know, when you're a certain age and it's wedding after wedding, you kind of get a bit fed up with them anyway.
Yeah, I hate being invited
exactly.
to weddings.
My sister now, she's a couple years younger than me, but she's been invited to a good few weddings in the last year. And a lot of them have been her other half friends, and she hasn't gotten an invite. And she has been a bit put out by it, but
yeah,
she's gotten to go to the afters, or she's just kind of gotten over it.
I think you should be thankful you weren't invited.
Yeah.
Because it costs money.
I think it just comes down to cost. And I think, like, if that guy goes and asks that couple, can he bring the other half? I think it's putting them in an awkward spot.
Because if they invite his other half, they have to invite everybody's.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't know. I just think if he asked that now, they'd be like, they'd probably feel they have to say yeah, but they'd be ticked off by it.
Okay, you know what I mean? So you think she's being unreasonable by kind of putting him in a spot now?
It's not his choice.
Yeah, he didn't do up the invitations. Yeah. I know.
No.
And what happens is then, she's according to the email, there's a bit of a barney going on between the two of them now. And it's really unfair on him because it's not his fault.
No, he can't ask the couple. He just can't. Yeah. He just can't ask them.
Right,
end
okay.
off.
Yeah, okay. I get the point. Stay there as well. Let me go to Shannon too. Shannon, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Shannon? Neve has a point. Is she being unreasonable?
Absolutely not.
Oh, she's
you
not.
You don't have to be attached at the hip, or she is being unreasonable. Sorry, you don't have to be attached at the hip for everything.
No, you don't.
It's not up to him whether she goes to the wedding or not. You know.
But in saying that, if you're invited to a wedding and you have a partner and you love your partner to bits, I mean, why would you? I personally, why would you want to go without them?
Because you're celebrating your friends. It has nothing to do with your partner.
Well, it is, because she's part of you. She's with you now. That's it. You're a couple.
Yeah, and you don't have to do everything together. The people are inviting you because they like you and they're friends with you.
Is that not disrespectful? If they know she exists, is that not disrespectful to invite you without her?
What if they can't afford it, though?
Yeah, I know, I get you. Because nowadays, of course, these things cost bloody money, don't they?
Yeah.
It's at least 100 quid for a name on the table.
They shouldn't have to pay for someone just because her feelings are going to get hurt.
See, there was a thing years ago, when people got married years ago, you invited people for the sake of it. Because there was always that case of even my father, when I got married, God knows how many years ago now, he said, like, oh, what about your Uncle Johnny and your Auntie Mary? And I'm kind of going, I don't even know these people you want to invite. Oh, but you have to invite them. They invited us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there is that thing where people invite people for the sake of it. That's always
Absolutely.
Been a thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what would what difference would a few more make?
Because it's not their day. The few people, it's not about them.
Right, okay. So are you in a relationship, Shannon?
I am.
Okay, so how would your other half feel if you were invited to a wedding and he wasn't? Or she? I'm not too sure, sorry.
She.
I'm being careful.
She would
be
mad. Huh? She would be mad.
Would she?
Yeah, she would be mad. But we'd get over it.
Okay, so you're in a same-sex relationship, are you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if your partner didn't get invited, she'd be mad. And I think she's right to be a little bit mad.
Yeah.
Because you're going without her. Like, you're just going to abandon her for the day, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not nice, is it? I mean, if it was you and she was invited, would you be pissed off?
I'd have a moan, but I'd get over it because it's not about me.
But it shouldn't be a case of getting over it. You know, you are a couple, you are an item, you are a thing. And I think your friend, to some degree, should understand that. If you were married, are you married?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's even worse. Because if you're married, they should understand that you come as a package.
It's not like I'm going on holiday.
I'm just saying, you're a couple. You come as a package. So Johnny and Mary, who invited you, should know if we invite Shannon, well, we're going to have to invite, you know, Mary, her partner, because they're a package. They're an item. They're a thing.
You don't lose your identity once you get married, though. You're still your own person. You just have to.
Yeah, I'm not saying you lose your identity, but you are together. You are an item. Isn't that not the purpose of being married to somebody?
Absolutely. And when we're doing couple things, we're doing it as couples. But if somebody invites us to something else, it doesn't mean we're a package deal.
Oh, I don't know. I think you are a package deal. Shannon, you know, if I was getting married, now, mm-hmm. and if I was going to have people to the wedding, which I probably wouldn't do again, I would, if and I knew you and you were my friend or a relation of mine and I was inviting you, I would say, well, Shannon is with Mary now. They're a couple. They're an item. They're, you know, sorry, I'm using the word Mary as a generic term. By the way, I don't know your partner's name. but they're married now. They're an item. You know, it'd be so disrespectful not to invite the two of you.
If they knew we were together and it wasn't an aspect of they couldn't afford to have a bunch of people at the wedding and it was just because they were being, I don't know, why would someone not invite someone's partner other than money?
I wouldn't invite you. I'd just say I'm not inviting Shannon if I can't afford to invite our partner too because I just think it's rude. Maybe that's just me, Shannon.
Well, then that's up to the wedding people, not up to him.
And then I would say then if they did and they were rude and they didn't invite your wife, I would just say, well, you know, if you went without her, I just don't know. Shannon, I don't want to be judgy here. I don't want to judge you. But I think your wife was right to be pissed off. That's all I'm saying.
4 hours or 6 hours away from a person. You're trying to tell me
it's not about being away from her. It's the principle that you would go without her.
Yeah,
I'm on your wife's side here, by the way. Can I just point out? I'm on her side.
I go loads of places without her, and she goes loads of places without me.
It's different. It's a wedding. You're being invited. It's the principle.
I don't know.
Yeah, Shannon, I'm disappointed with you that you would go without her. What's her? Can I ask you her name now?
Elaine,
you're damn right. She shouldn't be going without you to a wedding, right? I'm just saying, Elaine. Just saying.
I'll ask her. I'll see her in about 5 minutes. I'll ask her if she'd be mad.
I think she would. But you just admitted to me you'd be a little bit pissed.
Yeah, I'd have a moan, but it's not about me. It's about their day.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go to Maria as well. Maria, I'm on the fence here now, Maria. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Maria, should two people be invited? Oh, Maria, sorry, I lost you there for a second. Are you there?
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, so should both people be invited? Is there a unit?
Yes, but it depends if the friend who invited him knew that they were a couple.
You'd go to the trouble of finding out, wouldn't you?
Well, I got married 2 months ago myself.
Okay.
And there was, say, a cousin of mine and two nieces of his that I didn't know had a partner, so I just invited them. And they got back to me saying, can I bring
my partner,
whatever? And I said, yeah, no bother.
Okay, well then, that's okay. Then you said, no bother.
Yeah, but that was me, because I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I wouldn't not say...
Of course you wouldn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be rude, wouldn't it?
Well, I got one invite back saying the fella's name, and I was like, by the way, who's the fella? Like, who's he supposed to be? And they're like, oh, that's my boyfriend. I was like, all right, grand, no problem.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's a blow-in, you know what I mean, a kind of somebody you only met last week, I could kind of understand, right? But in Shannon, say in Shannon's case, she's married to Elaine. They're a unit. They're a couple. They're an item. You know what I mean? Like me, for example, my partner, Karen. I'm with her 5 years now, you know? So, I wouldn't expect to be invited anywhere without her.
Yeah, but you see, you said these were old friends. Were they supposedly old friends from college or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Old friends,
they might know what he's up to.
But then find out. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to find out.
I found out about the majority of people I asked at the wedding, but there was obviously, there's going to be a few you don't know about.
Did you go on Facebook?
I did, of course I did.
Yeah, have a look.
And have a look.
Yeah, and you'll know very quickly. I'm sure if I go to Shannon's Facebook page, if she has one, I could find out very quickly she's in a relationship.
But in fairness, my own cousin said, I didn't know she had a fella because she never put it up on Facebook. She did not.
Oh, she was hiding him. Was she hiding him?
Yeah, no, just that was just some people don't put their stuff up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I'd be totally opposite. I'd put everything up. But, like
okay, so who's being unreasonable here, okay? He's kind of saying he's going...
I think she's being a small, big, like, over the top.
Is he being disrespectful by suggesting he's going without her?
No.
Knowing that she's pissed off. Knowing that she's pissed off.
Yeah, I suppose I'd kill him. But, like, what I'm trying to say, like, because, like, I don't know, I can't think what I was going to say.
I know, but if your other half was invited...
He wouldn't go. That's him. He just wouldn't go to the wedding.
Yeah, he wouldn't go without you.
Because he hates weddings.
Oh, well. That's a whole different kettle of fish. But, I mean, if he was if you were there and he said, Johnny's invited me to the wedding, yeah. Johnny and Mary, I'll go anyway. And you went, but what about me? And you went, you weren't invited, Maria.
I'd be like, okay, ask him.
And if he says, I'm not going to ask. They're on a budget, you know. Sorry, Maria.
There isn't a hope in hell he takes to ask, could I go? I'd just do it myself, then I'd just ask him from his account.
So in other words, you would be pissed off if he went without you.
I wouldn't be pissed off, but I would like to say that
you
he
would. Don't be lying to me live on the radio, Maria. You'd be pissed off if he went without you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I know.
Of course
that.
You would. Yeah, I know you.
But we were like, I mean, like as you say, we were a unit now. We're married, and then we're family, and we're asked to his cousins. I don't know, and our daughter isn't asked. No, I didn't expect her to be asked because she's only 4.
Now I can understand if they don't invite kids. I get all that.
All of our cousins' children aren't being asked, so it's there's no kids allowed at the wedding.
I understand that.
But
so many
children are like 18, 19, 20.
I don't care. I understand there's no kids invited. Or no children invited.
No,
but you don't not invite a person's partner.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. By the way, Shannon, check with Elaine.
I have a question about that, actually. Okay. Why are your kids invited, or why does your partner have to be invited, but your kids aren't?
Because some people just don't invite kids to a wedding. I mean, listen to Maria's kids in the back there, background.
Drive me
nuts. You don't want that at your wedding. I'm joking, Maria. Sorry. And Barbara Henning asks, why would you want to bring your kids? You don't want them there.
My own wedding day was just constantly running after her, wondering, is she all right?
Yeah. I know. Shannon, is Elaine there yet?
No, she's not.
Okay. Well, you can ask her and let us know by text if she'd be pissed off, all right? Okay.
Would you be pissed off?
If you went without her?
I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. We got to go to a break. The number's 087-188-0008. I'll play some of your WhatsApp messages straight after the break.
He sounds like a wagon, Noel. Go on your own. You'll have a better time.
Why is she a wagon?
I don't understand the wedding invite situation. As you get invited to a wedding, a couple... You give a present and a bit more. Isn't your dinner cover cost anyway? I've been at 3 weddings and I give whatever amount, and they definitely had a little bit left over as a present to cover my meals. So I kind of don't get all this.
Yeah, some people just don't get it.
Hina, she's been completely unreasonable. It's the couple's day. They can decide to invite whoever they want.
Yep.
If they don't know her, then sure, what's the point of having her there? For my own wedding, it was only, even with cousins, everyone, all family members, unless you were married or engaged or with the, like if we knew you as a couple, you weren't invited.
Oh, Jesus.
No plus ones. Oh. My husband's, one of his cousins did try to sneak his girlfriend into the invite, into the RSVP, saying, and my life partner will come. And we had to have a really awkward conversation, kind of saying, no, she's not, because we don't have a clue who she is.
Oh,
she ended up coming anyway, but didn't sit down for the meal. She actually went to the bar in the hotel for the meal, and I met her during the drinks reception and had no idea who she was. So, like, you're paying for the day. No, end of story. Sorry, get over yourself.
She snuck in. So, I don't understand you. Just because you don't know her. Now, it doesn't... So, if you know the partner of the person, you invite them. But if you don't know the partner, or maybe you haven't really had a reason to meet them on any occasion, you don't invite them. I think that's a bit unfair. What do you mean, Ruth, who wants a stranger at the wedding? Well, I mean, you don't necessarily know the partner of somebody. You might be the person you know. You don't necessarily know their partner. But it's unfair to invite some people's partners and not invite other people's partners just because you don't know them. Ah, that's not... Ruth, you stop agreeing with her, will you, for God's sake? She's in my ear here. Keith, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Keith?
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. Okay, so, I mean, here's a situation where you've got a person invited, their partner isn't invited, and it seems to be a long-time partner, right? And, you know, and now the two of them are having a barney over it.
I actually don't see the problem, and I'm surprised nobody else has thought of it. Let him go to the wedding during the day with his group of friends, have the day out. Why doesn't she just go to the evening part?
Maybe she hasn't even been invited to that either.
Ah, but to the evening part, you always get people that'll turn up anyway. Yeah. I've been to weddings there where someone's coming, a partner's come and picked me up that I've been to a wedding.
But it's a bit insulting, isn't it? It's a bit insulting. You're kind of then the afterthought, aren't you, really?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she doesn't even know the person. So I don't know why she's getting up on her high horse.
By the way, Elaine, or should I say Shannon, who was on before the break, texted in, she did ask her partner, and her partner said she wouldn't go if she was an afterthought. In other words, if she wasn't invited to the original in the first place, she wouldn't want to argue about it and be invited as some sort of afterthought, and I get that.
That's it. If her partner does ask now and she is going, how awkward is she going to feel at that wedding knowing that she was an afterthought at it?
Yeah, that she had to ask to be invited.
Exactly.
But hold on. See, here's the thing. If I was invited to a wedding and the person who invited me knew that I'm in a relationship, which I am for the last 5 years, and my partner wasn't invited, I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't. On
your own, Keith. I wouldn't go. And it's not because I would think that my partner might be pissed off, because she probably wouldn't be anyway. But it's not because I thought she would be pissed off. I would feel it's disrespectful.
No, it's not really disrespectful. Weddings are not a cheap thing nowadays.
I know. Well, then don't invite me. It's grand. If you can't invite the two of us, because we are practically married, if you can't invite the two of us, well, then just don't invite me.
Oh, well, that's different then. Just turn it down. He can turn it down if he wants.
I will turn it down.
I can't see why she's getting so argumentative when she doesn't even know the people. It's different.
Because I think she's... No, hang on. She's been argumentative because she's with him a long time. He's been invited to a wedding, she hasn't, and he's going without her. And she believes that's disrespectful and he's being disrespectful to her. And I'm one of the only ones on her side here, but I'm kind of agreeing with her.
No, it is. It's a little bit disrespectful, all right, but you're getting so angry with him and taking it out on him.
Well, she's taking it out on him because he's more or less saying he's going without her. That's why she's taking it out on him.
I don't know. It's a tricky one, but I don't know. I think if it was me now, I'd be going and just...
Have you ever been in that situation, Keith, by the way?
I have, and I've actually got another wedding. Another friend asked me there to a wedding that they're happening in 2 years' time. And there's no plus one with it.
And are you married? Or are you engaged? Are you with somebody? Or
I'm separated, but I'm starting seeing someone.
Right, okay. Oh, well, you're only starting to see somebody. You know, look, if you're only with somebody a very short time and the person doesn't even know they exist... I can kind of understand that, right? That's fine, right? You know, oh, sure, that's Keith. Oh, yeah, he's separated. He's single. Sure, he's grand. Yeah, just invite him, yeah. That's fine, right? But if that person knows that you're with somebody a long time and they have met the person or they know the person or they know of the person, I just think it's rude not to invite them, would you? Why would you do that?
As I said again, it's small weddings. There's a lot of it happening. It's a lot more than just that one person. There is a lot of weddings that's like that now that's only inviting immediate people.
Yeah, that's why I just said, by the way, if I was getting married again, I couldn't be bothered with all the hassle. It'd be just me and me missus. I couldn't be dealing with all that anger and that negativity because I went through it before and I would never do it again. That negativity I remember, as I said, when I got married, going back 30 years ago, right? My own mother and father, well, particularly, by the way, it was my father. He was the one going, what about your uncle Johnny and Auntie Mary and your cousin and all that? And I'm going, but I don't know these people. I've never met them. I don't. Yeah, you do know. We were invited to their wedding, so you have to invite them. And I'm going,
I was in the same predicament as yourself, Niall. I would have been married 25 years ago. There was people at my wedding that I'd never met.
I had no idea who they were.
I was told I had to get them
there. Yeah, I mean, and I remember father said, if it's about the money, I'll pay for them myself. I remember
opening up cards and presents and going, who the hell were these from?
Another toaster from a person I've never heard of.
They were the days when all you used to get was toasters.
Toasters, ironing boards. Do you remember all that shit?
Oh, and the sandwich makers. And I actually got three of the teas made. I don't remember. You remember them?
The best one I got was, you know, the electric can openers. I got two of them. Electric,
oh, God.
And irons. Rowenta irons. I could have sold, went into business selling irons. cutlery, sheets for the bed. I said, what's the story?
Yeah.
No, thank God that doesn't happen anymore. That's all gone now, you know. But mind you, Keith, I genuinely, I've said this before, I don't like getting wedding invitations. You know?
No, I don't myself. I actually don't myself.
Because you can immediately feel 500 quid leaving your pocket.
Easy. There's actually a family wedding that's coming up in about 6 months' time, and my mother gave me a tip-off 18 months ago, and I actually booked a holiday. So I wouldn't go to it. I said, I'm so sorry, I'm out of the country.
I'm away at the time. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
At least you're spending money and enjoying it.
On your previous one about the Dublin Airport,
You're breaking up there, Keith. Sorry, what'd you say with Dublin Airport?
Sorry. Just with Dublin Airport, I flew out twice in the last 6 weeks. And a lot of the queues and stuff had to do with people turning up too early. The last one I went to Liverpool there last week for the Eagles.
Oh, your line is breaking up really bad, but I get the point that you're making, and Owen Curry did say that as well, and I have said it as well in the past, that what happens is when loads of people turn up early, it puts it under pressure. And I get that. I do get that. But the problem is, Keith, you have to understand, people have lost confidence and faith in the system at Dublin Airport, and it will take time for Dublin Airport to regain the general public's trust. Sorry, Keith, I know you're trying to make that point, but unfortunately we lost your line there. You must be driving somewhere. Lisa!
Hiya, Niall.
How are you doing, Lisa?
Good, thanks. Sally.
Okay, so who's being unreasonable here, him or her?
She is. Jesus Christ, you've got to be careful there now.
Right, okay.
They're only in a relationship. They're not married.
No, they're not married, but they're in a relationship, it seems, a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a, you know, a 2 month job or something like that.
I know that, but...
Yeah, it's together a while.
Know.
Yeah.
When you need a permission slip to go to a friend's wedding, well then, you better be careful that you don't get married yourself, I think.
But when you need permission, but it's not about having permission to go. It's just when you're a couple or an item, you have respect for each other. And surely he would want her to go.
Not at all. I don't believe that you have to have your partner stuck to your hip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's his old friend. But he's not disrespecting her as such. The people get married are the ones dished out the invitation. And he should be able to go off and enjoy himself and not be...
So are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Are you married?
I've been married twice.
Okay. Are you in a long-term relationship now?
Yeah.
Okay. But not with either one of the people you were married to, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, with the second one now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, and how would you feel, or how do you think your partner would feel if you were invited to a wedding without, and he wasn't invited?
Wouldn't even blink. Wouldn't, yeah.
He wouldn't care?
A good time. No. God, no. I couldn't be in a relationship with anyone that, you know.
No, it's not about him being pissed off or any of that. Mm. What I'm saying is, would you care if he wasn't invited?
No. No.
So if one of your girlfriends invited you to their wedding, right?
I'd go.
And and your husband wasn't invited.
Yeah.
You think that's okay?
Of course.
That's an odd world we live in, isn't it?
Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? Well, you were talking about strange presents there.
Yeah.
My first wedding, I have to tell you this very quickly, right? Because it's incredible. I got a fire guard and I lived in a flat. Off my mother-in-law.
You think she'd know better, wouldn't you?
Like she fucking knew.
A fire guard and you lived in a flat?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
A fire guard, no flat. Unbelievable.
Oh my. Some people are thoughtless when it comes to presents. Mind you, it was probably given to her by somebody else. She just passed it on to you.
Recycled.
Yeah, no, but getting back to the wedding, I'm not with you on this, Lisa. Because I think it's a matter of respect. And okay, you two have a different type of relationship than the type of relationship I'm in or that I would like to be in. But I would never, it's not that I would never, I mean, I do go places obviously without Karen and I have been places without Karen. But in saying that, when you're with somebody and when you're married to somebody, particularly when you're married to somebody, firstly, I believe the couple who invite you should have the respect to invite your partner because they know you're married. And secondly, I wouldn't really want to go without her. It's not a case of, I think she would be annoyed and she probably wouldn't care less. But in saying that, I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I wouldn't want to go to a wedding without her. Or I wouldn't want to go to an event without her. Because she's my everything.
Niall.
Yeah, Lisa.
Stop it now.
I'm just saying. I'm not interested in it.
What are you looking for now when you get home?
I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking for anything. That's just the way I feel.
And women. Niall, in relationships or marriages or whatever, there's nothing like the freedom of pissing
By the way, hold on. Love is freedom. And I've said this many times before. You should be free to do whatever you want. And whatever you, when I say whatever you want, but that's what I want. So I understand why some people feel differently about it, but all I've heard from people recently, or should I say in the last half an hour, is that, yeah, the other half would be pissed off if I went, but I'd still go. But now, in your case, you said he wouldn't be. He wouldn't care less, but that's just a relationship you have.
If he was invited.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fine.
But if you look back at photographs of your own, you're married, are you?
I was.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if you look back at photos, I've been there twice at that rodeo.
I wouldn't, it's a bad memory, but I wouldn't look back at them. But go on anyway. Yeah.
And when I look back at photographs or video, whatever, footage, the amount of couples who went together and then split up a couple of months later or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, yeah.
You know, is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you have to look at the point of view from the people get married as well. Do they want to be inviting someone who is probably, a temporary fixture in their friend's life? It's expensive.
Yeah, no, but I just think it's if you're inviting, your friend Mark or Johnny or Lisa or whatever it is,
yeah,
and you know they're married or practically married, maybe they're engaged or they're with them somebody 6 or 7 years, I just think it's respectful to invite their friend or their partner. If they're only with a blow-in or a mate they've met or somebody they've met in the last week or so, there's no expectation to invite them.
But do you not think it's a little bit insecure from your man's, your texter's partner to...
No, I think she's right. I think she's right to be a little upset about it. Absolutely.
Why
is
she, what's wrong with her? Like, why?
No, I think she's right to be upset.
She's pissing on his parade. Like,
she's not she's not pissing on his parade. She's only saying she's more upset that he's going, that he thinks it's cool just to go without her.
Yeah, but he's not going to enjoy. She's sucking the joy out of it now because he knows he's going to have to try.
Sucking the joy out of it.
Yeah.
So stay there because Davis. How you doing, Davis?
How's it going, Niall?
Good. Now, you have a horror story about the plus ones.
Niall, I have a good one for you.
Why, go on.
My two brothers at the time when I was getting married, they weren't in relationships. So I said to my wife, I said, listen, they're not going to know anybody. So can they bring along a mate of theirs? And she agreed. She was like, yep, yeah, that's fine. As long as they're friends, they're your brothers, you look after it. So only 2 nights before the wedding, my eldest brother had called me and said, look, I'm bringing such a lad along. And I knew him. I was like, all right, that's fine. And he said, and we're bringing a girl each. Is that all right? And I said, look, yeah, no problem. You can bring them along, but you're paying for their dinner.
Right.
If you want to go that far, you can pay for their dinner.
So they wanted, So let me, because, so you said on their invitation they could bring a mate, right?
Yes.
So they not only wanted to bring a mate, but they wanted to bring a girl as well.
Yes.
So they wanted to bring two people with them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit unreasonable. That's a bit silly of them now. Go on, anyway.
Look, at the time I looked around and there was a few empty seats because some people had
cancelled
cancelled. So I said, look, we'll put bums in chairs, let's say.
Yeah, it's your brother. It's your brother, so you can live with it.
So
all right, okay.
Yeah,
go on.
So look, he's not going to know anybody, but it was him and his friend. They wanted to bring a girl each. So I said, look, grand, as long as I don't know, I don't care. So, lo and behold, I put them at a table with my friend, with a few of my friends, and in the evening time when we left the room and they were changing the room around for the dance part of the evening, my mates were saying to me, Jesus, who's them girls? That's with your brother and his mate. I says, I've no idea. And they were gone, like, did they rent them out or something?
I was saying,
I don't know. I said, I don't care. So there's girls that they know. But when we went back in and there was only a few lights on, it was only starting off at the dance, my brother's mate and the girl that he brought, they were dancing in the middle of the dance floor. And I mean, he was pulling up her skirt and she was locked and they were falling onto the floor.
My wife,
of only a couple of hours, was like, I'm telling you now, if you don't get them out of here, I'm going to kick you and your family out. So I had to politely go over to my brother and said, listen, get them in a taxi. Get them out of here now. Oh,
right.
Lo and behold, he did.
There was practically a sex show in the middle of the dance floor, was there? Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, you learned your lesson there. But mind you, you did allow a little bit too much there. You know, between letting friends with their partners Your brother's mate and his partner. That was a bit over the top, wasn't it?
Well, look, at the time, the guy's grand, your brother, he's a decent enough lad, you know. And,
yeah.
Little did I know.
Yeah, okay. But by the way, in relation to our story here, David, you heard Lisa. She said it's not a big deal. She doesn't know why the wife's getting all cheesed or the girlfriend's getting all cheesed off. Do you think it's fair to invite somebody who's with a partner many, many years or married and not invite their partner?
I know, that's wrong. I agree with you. If I was invited and my partner wasn't invited, I just simply wouldn't go.
There you go, Lisa. I'm not on my own. Good man after my own heart. It's Lisa. You need to get a new husband.
I wouldn't go. Sure, what if the shoe was on the other foot and she was invited and you weren't?
How
would you feel about it?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't feel any way. You should just go and enjoy yourself. Why are you afraid to have fun just because she's not there?
Yeah, well, that's not that. I'd want her with me. I'd want my partner with me, you know? That's
the way it is.
That's the exception to the rule. Most people just want to go and have fun without their partner, like, the odd time.
No. Why would you be in a relationship if you want to go places and have fun without them?
Because you don't have to be a part of your entire existence.
But they are. But they are a part. But hang on, if you're married to somebody, they are a part of your existence.
You're allowed to have your own life too.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that you hand yourself right over to someone.
You do have your own life. I'm right here at the moment in the radio station. Karen's not sitting beside me. I do have my own life as well.
You're working.
I know, but even so, I'm just saying I do have my own life.
But you're afraid to go and have
no, hold on. Hang on, Lisa, with great respect, nobody used the word afraid. I told
it's
you already.
The unspoken word.
No, it's not the unspoken word. You're missing the point. And David said the same thing. I wouldn't want to go. It's not that I would be afraid. I wouldn't want to go without her.
Why? Is it
because I love her.
Is it because you rely on her kind of in social situations?
No.
Do you know she manages them?
No.
Do you know?
Why do you believe there has to be some sort of sinister undertone?
But that's not sinister.
No, because
to rely on someone closely.
No, because as David said as well, why would I want to go without her? I'm married. Well, I'm not married for the moment, but she's my partner.
Right.
Why would I want to go without her?
Because you're
I'm talking about a wedding now. I'm talking about a wedding.
She never go. Would she not go without you?
Oh, yeah, she's gone out to girls' night out or whatever. Absolutely, yeah.
Would she go to a wedding?
I've gone places without her. But if I was invited to somebody's wedding, we're talking about a wedding, I wouldn't go without her. I wouldn't expect to be invited without her.
See, I just don't get that. I can't get that in my mind. Why is it any different to going to a stag, a hen, a party, whatever?
Because a stag is a stag and a hen's a hen. That's a completely different situation.
Or, you know, a birthday party, whatever it might be, a retirement, work to do.
They're different. We're talking specifically about a wedding that where people are invited.
No. Honestly, I genuinely think just...
Okay, well, whatever floats your boat, I'm just saying to you, I wouldn't go without her. You know, same as I wouldn't go on holidays without her, for example.
You wouldn't go on a holiday without her?
No. Why would I?
Well,
why would I want to?
You have a really, really close relationship. Really close.
So would you go on holidays without your husband?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, watch the language, Lisa. Middle of the day, get me into big trouble. Okay, David, would you... Dave, I can't understand this at all. David, would you go on holidays without your partner?
No.
Dave, come on.
Come here, listen. You're talking a wedding here. It's different going out on a lad's night out or the girls are going out on a girl's night out.
Absolutely.
Things are different, you know? But, like, you're talking
about
a wedding
here. What about a holiday, Dave? What about a
holiday, a week away? No, why would I go without her on a holiday?
Dave, are you afraid she's listening in? Come on now.
No, come on.
You wouldn't enjoy a week away, just yourself, just, you know, you and a mate maybe, just going and chilling out.
Why would you want to go with your mate?
Why would you not?
Do you know what? If I was invited with a group, and to be honest with you, I find in this world I've learned over the last few years about friends and what friends actually are and who your real friends are in life. But either way, but in saying that, why would I want to go away with a group of lads?
Well, okay.
I've never done stuff like that in my life. I've never been like that. I've never gone, you know, it just doesn't appeal to me.
But would you go alone, like, say, with not friends, not your partner, just go away yourself?
No. I go with my partner. Why would I love her. Why would I not want to bring her with me? Why would I want to go and stand there like a plonker on my own?
You know, like a plonker.
Go away to Portugal and be lying by a pool on my own, like a plonker, when I can bring my partner with me. Why would I want to do that? Why?
I think that if you need your partner with you everywhere you go, there's a little bit of, I don't know, dependency.
There's something wrong with you, Lisa.
It's nothing to do with dependency. Why would you want to go on holidays? I get 3 weeks holidays from work, actually four including Christmas week, a year. So when I'm going away on a holiday, why would I want to go without her?
But why? What you're saying, what sounds like that you kind of couldn't function on a holiday without her, or you wouldn't feel right without her.
When you say I couldn't function, of course I could function without her. But why would I don't want to.
But you'd feel like a plonker.
Yeah, absolutely. Lying there on my own. Why would I want to do that?
What's wrong with that?
And then I'd miss her and I'd be ringing her. Why would I want to do that? That'd be a stupid thing to do.
You and me
go together, Davis.
Your mate there can put the sun lotion on your back for you. You look lovely.
Oh, stop. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, you're an Ireland classic. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going?
I'm getting lost in conversation.
Oh, yeah, Eddie. You're getting lost. My answer there would be, the lady said, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it is what's wrong with it for the individual, I would say there.
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy something, like, if someone enjoys climbing a mountain, I don't enjoy climbing a mountain. Why? It's not that done wrong. Yeah. For me, I'm scared of second height.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
For me,
climb
going on a holiday on my own without my partner, I would just be bored.
Yeah, I would too.
Not wrong with it. I would just be bored.
Yeah, because my partner is my best friend as well. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's it. So look, if you enjoy a holiday on your own, well, that works for you. Knock yourself out. There's nothing wrong either way. It's what different strokes for different folks.
Okay.
So going back to the
wedding. The story. Sorry, we're going to digress.
I got married 7 years ago. Sorry, I'm in a room with a bit of an echo. I'll see if this is any better. I invited people who were single, and I said to them, "Do you want the plus one? Do you want to bring someone?" They said no. But if they had met someone along the way, I would have turned around and said to them, "Do you want to bring your new partner?" And if they said yes, so be it. I would have no. Why would you not invite a person that someone is with? But that's not to say it's wrong. I'm just saying that's how I would be about it.
And I would be the same way because I was the same too.
Girl said, it's not about I won't be able to enjoy the wedding without her. It's not about that. It's about exclusion. I will be, why are you excluding my partner? That's what it's about.
Lisa, there you go. It's about exclusion, Lisa.
Yeah, if you expect me, you'd respect my partner. That's all it is about. I could go to the stag without her having to enjoy myself. So it's not about going on your own and not enjoying yourself. It's about, what is wrong with my partner? Why don't you want her? She's part of me. As you said, she's an extension of me.
Because they're your friends. Like, your partners, maybe they don't know them.
Yes, they're my friends, and she's part of me. So she is part of us. So that's as simple as that. You're overcomplicated by looking at the answer. You have to have an answer.
But she's
that
not
is the answer.
A part of their life. She's part of your life, not theirs.
You're inviting me. If you don't invite my wife, I'm insulted. Period.
Yeah, but that's different. You're married. This part
is only in a relationship. Okay, before she got married, I would be insulted. I'm saying wife now because I'm now currently married. My bad. But I would have been saying that when I was going with her. Once we started going out and I was considering she's my girlfriend, I would be insulted if you didn't invite my girlfriend. That's just me. That's how I feel about it. And I would extend that in return. That's just me. But, I mean, that's the reason why I would feel that way. I'm not saying you have to feel that way, but that's why I would feel that way.
I don't... See, Lisa, if I ask the question of all the female listeners to the show today, how many of them would be cheesed off if their boyfriends or husbands... We'd say partners. We use the word partner because that kind of invokes everything. In other words, long-term partner, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because some people just don't get married. So how many would be pissed off if their partner went away, as you said earlier on holidays on their own? For an example, right? Oh. I think the majority of women listening would be pissed off if their partner turned and said, listen, I'm going away to Portugal for a week on my own. Thanks. You look after the kids there, all right?
Of course they would.
Of course they would.
But that's the nature of most women.
So what you're saying, you're different.
No, I am a little bit different, yeah, in that respect. That
So you wouldn't be cheesed
off. I don't set out in life to make a man's life misery.
But
a lot of women do.
But is your partner your husband? Do you consider him to be your best friend?
Yeah.
So why? Again, I'm curious, and I'm asking the question: why would you want to go to a week in Portugal on your own rather than be with him?
Because I'm not tied to his hip. There'll be parts of life that... my life that he would have no interest in, and vice versa.
Oh, so, absolutely. There's parts of my life that my partner has an interest in every aspect of my life, in fairness. But there are parts of my life that I can quite happily do, and I don't need her to be here for them.
But what I'm saying is,
when it comes to what I want in life is, if I go away on a holiday, I would want her with me. Why wouldn't I? Sorry, Eddie, am I missing the boat here completely?
No. What I'm saying is, but that's okay. Like, I'm going to say this. Like, what we are saying is, you think of it this way. We are saying that's what we want, and that's okay for us. But what that lady wants, if that's what her and her husband are happy with, I have all the respect for him. But that don't mean that I have to want the same thing, and she don't have to want what I want.
Yeah.
We're individuals.
Yeah, I get you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like you now. And to put a different spin on it, we work. We earn what we earn. There's a limited budget. Now, we go to family holiday, and if Mammy and Daddy can get a nice little break away, delighted. But if I was to then look at, say, going away on a last week or something like that, I would feel I'm taken from a potential holiday for me and the wife, or me and the wife and the child. So I would weigh it up and go, right, who comes first? Me and the wife and the child, and then me and the wife. Sorry, lads, you're third. And I don't mean any disrespect, that's just the way I value it.
But is that not what marriage is meant to be about? And having a partner is meant to be about, that they become your priority?
Well, Trent, but I kind of feel that, like, when you become married, you're not single anymore.
Well, you're not. Well, unless you want to be a married bachelor.
No, I don't want to. Like, I mean, what do I do now? I mean, I go downtown with the lads. I get bored after 5 hours. That's not saying that wrong. That's just me. I'm mad to go home, put my head down, and watch the telly then by the end of the night.
I would much, I mean, if I'm invited out to, say, a social event, I would much rather be with my partner. Yes. I've absolutely no interest in being with people, and I could go into it much deeper. You know, over the last 5 years, I've had a few problems in my life. People who didn't come to my aid, so to speak, who I thought were friends. I have no interest in being with those people. I would much rather be with the person who actually believes that loves me and cares about me. But stay there. I want to go to Mark. I'm sorry, I'm getting much deeper into there now. Mark, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mark?
Hi, Ned. How are you? Are you well?
Good, Mark.
Good stuff. Yeah, just getting back to the topic there of people being invited to the wedding that the couple wouldn't really know. I'm a wedding photographer here in Cork, and on several occasions I've come across couples that are, you know, they meet and greet at the end of the ceremony where the ceremony is over and they're standing at the end of the church greeting the guests coming out.
Yeah.
And the amount of times that I've seen couples actually, the guest introducing themselves to them, I'm Mark there, I'm your cousin Mary's new partner and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's happening on very, very regularly. And especially then in parts of the weddings where I see, you know, with table planning is a huge part of the day, obviously. But when I see people that don't know each other sitting at the table, it's a very awkward situation for them, I'd imagine, because, like, granted, if you know someone, you can kind of talk away, you know, about whatever the ins and outs of your week or sport or whatever. But when you're meeting couples for the first time, so you don't know what they're into or what they do. Or
I don't
it
know.
It can be very awkward for them.
Is it still the same? Because I know many, many years ago, that was always the thing. You know, your parents used to always say, and I suppose it was more so when the tradition was around where the father paid for the wedding. Mind you know, in my case, that never happened. But in some people, they did. The father would pay for the wedding. And it was up to the father and the mother of the groom or the bride or whoever was paying for the wedding. They were the ones who tended to be inviting people. And
absolutely, yeah. They have a big input on who the couple invite as well, I reckon. Because getting back to what I've heard there earlier on, you know, like, oh, we have to invite Charlie and Mick because I was at their mother's wedding and they were invited to. You know, I think it's a kind of...
Is that still going on, is it?
I'd imagine it would be, yeah.
I thought the money aspect, the financial aspect of it nowadays, because it costs so much money to actually get married nowadays, I thought that was kind of getting rid of a lot of that kind of stuff.
What does it, like, geez, I know, yeah, it costs a fortune to get married these days. Like, I'll give you an example. A couple of years back there, my wife was invited to a wedding from a work colleague. Now, there's 16 or 17 girls working there. So what the girl getting married did was invited the girls to the main part of the day and invited partners to the afters. Now, I had no issue with that because, like, she had her day with the girls, if you get me, plus we didn't have to get a babysitter in for the whole day, so I had the kids during the day. I just had to get a babysitter for that night.
Yeah, you know, and that was clearly, from her point of view, there was a financial decision because she couldn't afford to invite all of those.
Oh, she couldn't. I mean, if she was inviting 15 girls to her wedding and then to invite their partners as well, that's another 15 mouths to feed, you know, at probably, what's the going rate these days? I suppose...
100 quid a head now, is it?
Well, it depends where you go. Some venues are 60, some are 80, depends how
Depends
on kind of what rating the venue is.
Depends if there's beef on the menu.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, can I just ask you very quickly, because I'm going to a break, Mark, what's the photography business like at the moment when it comes to weddings? Because I suppose years ago you had to hire a photographer, and I think people still do because they want to get nice photographs. But nowadays, I suppose everybody thinks they're a photographer.
Trust me, sometimes, like, even with the cameras now, a couple of years back, there's better megapixels now on an iPhone than there would have been in a camera a couple of years back.
Yeah.
But it's when you hire a photographer that knows what they're doing, you know, like, they know the parts of the day, they know how to pose people, they know how to get the right shot at the right time.
It's capturing the moment, isn't it? Yes.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you're doing. You're just capturing the memories of the day. And
is it still as expensive, by the way? Because, I mean, the price of a photographer, going back even when I got married 30 years ago, it was like, I think it was like £700 for a photographer for the day. And that was then. Right. And it's probably still around the same price. It probably hasn't gone up very much, has it?
Jeez, what would your equivalent of 700 euro be now?
That was about 1,000 euro, yeah. 1,000
euro. Yeah, the average price, I reckon, for a wedding photographer these days, including an album, is around 1,200 quid. 1,200
so it really hasn't gone up much?
Not a whole lot, no. Yeah. But going back, as you were saying, now, 30 years ago, I suppose, what did you get? 30, 40 images in an album?
Couldn't tell you. Can't remember. Probably.
Sure, nowadays photographers are delivering anything between 800 and 1,200 photos, and
you pick
it's
the
all
best.
Online, it's digital, and you pick out what you want for your album then, but you still receive all the digital images. You know?
In those days, of course, they all had to be processed, so they wouldn't have given you a choice of 1,200, that was for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, into the dark room.
Yeah, into the dark room, process them all. Yeah. All right, listen, thanks very much indeed. Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.